All right, this is Galvancillo's song. Let's react to it. All right, the voice.
Good.
Good.
I like it. It's a mellow voice.
It sounds old school. Old school culture. Chalino, Chalino Sanchez type. No.
You're fucking off, bro. Get the fuck out of here. How the fuck you you disrespect fucking Chalino right there, dog? Get the fuck out of here, bro. Get the fuck out of here.
No, like,
how do you compare him?
It's more
how
that
the fuck
type.
You compare him to fucking Chalino Sanchez, bro?
That was way out of line. Get the fuck out of here.
Don't cancel me, guys. Cancel this bitch.
I'm saying it's more along those lines to...
No, you cannot. Wait, what I'm saying.
Let me finish my statement. It's more a type of those lines, like traditional Mexican corridos to what's like more rap. Guitar music. No. Okay, then what is it? You cannot compare him to Chalino. I'm not comparing.
You said it's like Chalino. Anything that's
saying like older culture type Chalino.
Fuck no. You can compare him to Marca Registrada. Yeah, that's more of the style. How could the fuck
still
can you compare?
Old, still pretty old.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just trying to say that it's old.
Bro, but think about it. You're talking about a fucking legend to someone who's on a pebble, bro. Because, like,
look,
how
look,
the fuck
just,
is that possible?
Look. Just by the chords that he's playing. It's already the traditional chords.
No.
Fool, I'm a guitar player. I know what chords he's playing. Dude. Like, it's more traditional.
Dude. That's disrespectful to fucking Chalino.
I never said he was like Chalino. I said it was older like Chalino. Chalino.
No.
Play the song. Play the song.
Nah, play it back. Play it back just so he can actually listen to it good.
Yeah, it's not Chalino.
Okay, bro, I'm not saying.
Alright, you better apologize right now.
You compared it to him, bro.
My bad.
Don't say my bad too. Look at that.
Nah, I meant to say it's older. It's older like Chalino.
Hey, no, you still say bro. Chalino.
And you don't have your angle, bro.
What do you want me to say? Fucking Miguel y Miguel.
Or Chuy Amarillo. No. How the fuck you
Chuy Amarillo is like, not even an artist.
No, like. How could you compare it to their style? Like,
marca
like, bro.
Play it again. Chalino.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the Agosto Baba podcast, the number one Tacuache podcast. If you guys are coming new from TikTok, make sure you guys follow us on Instagram. Subscribe to his channel for the long podcast. Also, for more content on Instagram, because TikTok does take down like all of our shit. We're banned. We're banned from the Creator Fund. And I don't know. TikTok just fucking sucks right now. Honestly, I think we could grow a little bit faster with TikTok, but I mean, if TikTok wouldn't have fucked us over and shit.
How we're doing? We're pulling numbers, low-key.
Yeah, and then now it's just kind of hard. I mean, it's still cool. I mean, we're so happy with the numbers we're getting, but we know we could do a little bit better, but it's all good. Also, guys, we're going to be posting two podcasts a week, right, Gecko?
Yes, sir. One on Twitch and one on YouTube.
So we usually film these podcasts, Friday nights. And I think we're going to be doing the podcast a lot on Twitch. So if you guys don't have Twitch, make sure you guys download Twitch. I think we're going to be doing them like 9 p.m.
Like 8:30.
And we're also going to change the set too. So it's going to be a different vibe too. We're going to be going live and doing a podcast. So you're going to be talking to us and like correcting us like, no, like this happened. Like
that's whatever. Right.
And then if you guys need us to look up videos, like to react to some movies, yeah, we could do it there instead of
waiting
a whole week to film something.
Yeah, and we're going to be posting that live, like we're going to capture it, and we're going to put it on our second channel. And that second channel is going to be the link in the description, so make sure you guys subscribe to it too.
The highlights channel.
We got a lot of news today. Fucking Eslabón Armado, bro, no.
Fuck, they're
breaking up. So let's get started with podcast number 10.
One of the best groups, like, is... not falling apart, but like has to make adjustments.
They have to make adjustments because it's not going to be the same. You know what happened, right?
Nah.
So, Gabriel D'Armonía left.
Why?
For personal reasons, supposedly.
For personal reasons. But
nah, you think he left because he got mad he didn't get to go live with strippers and Pedro did?
So that yeah, dip. Pedro went live with strippers. We got Eslabón Armado breakup. Polo song. 860K views in a day.
Damn, he pulling numbers. And the song slabs.
That's nothing compared to Wero. Have you guys seen Wero Mepe's numbers? His numbers, like, views are good, but his likes are like 15K and his dislikes are 13K.
Fuck.
Damn, that is fucking crazy, bro. A lot of people hate Wero. If you guys hate Wero, let me know in the comments. I mean, yeah, in the comments, because I want to know why.
And
he's a humble guy. He seems like a pretty down earth guy.
And what else?
Yeah. Oh, I said Ray Polo song.
Ray Polo song? Us?
Yeah.
You want me to rate it?
No, damn, fool.
Yeah, Ray Comment Polo song.
Well, I'll rate it. I think it's...
He's at a Ray Polo.
8.5.
What do you give Polo?
A 4.
A 4? You think his song's ass?
Oh. Nah, it's like a 7. No, actually, his song's pretty badass, to be honest.
So, what do you...
You were bumping him on the way here. He had fucking had it all out.
Fuck yeah.
All right, what do you rate Polo?
Like a 9.
And with his song?
4.
No. God caught slipping.
Also, dang, with the Tacuaches Mayores, Galvancillo, like, just throwing shots at Güero Mepe.
Damn.
Yeah. I wonder, or the other way around. Who knows?
Nah, Güero Mepe's not throwing shots. Well, I don't think I've seen any.
Nah, he's only giving him back shots.
Well, they're not friends anymore.
Who do you rather throw shots at, Güero Mepe or Galvancillo?
Galvancillo.
Like, some back shots at Galvancillo?
Fuck yeah.
Get out, clock out.
Clock out.
Also, what else? We got a group of female overselling tickets. I guess these how do you oversell tickets? Well, I mean, I know you could oversell tickets at the normal bus. Oversell.
I feel like the venue just wants to make extra money and fuck everybody over.
Like 3,000? How much?
They went 3,000 overboard.
How do you think they got the refund? 3,000
over.
Damn, what about fucking if Jack Black went kicked down the door again?
That same crew should go there and pull up and fucking...
Tony Loya's concert, when it got oversold at Mexico de Noche, that shit was like 50. I don't know.
That shit's small.
How do you oversell 3,000 tickets? That's like a whole another fucking venue right
there. That's another fucking event, a concert. Fucking.
And people are mad at Grupo Firme. Guys, Grupo Firme has nothing to do with this.
They literally it's just the show up and play.
Coordinator. Yeah, they just get told we want to play here and like...
They literally just
but
show up and
play.
How do
they not know? Like... Can they not put a budget on the account? Like, can't they put like what is that on a Go ticket or something like that?
GoFundMe.
Right? They're important. When they buy their tickets, can't they put a limit like, a limit of 5,000?
I think also when they sell tickets, they sell that on this website, on this
no,
website.
No, no, no. You know what they do
at
too?
At the liquor store.
They send it anywhere.
It's so unorganized. Yeah,
like fucking supermarket, like the fucking the butcher shop and shit.
They should just pay them to play the fucking like the following day on a Sunday or Monday, whatever.
Are those people getting their refunds?
You think so?
Well, they should. I'd be pissed.
I heard that they just opened the back door and said, "Watch from outside."
I know.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
There's some videos I saw on TikTok. They're like, they just opened the back door for us and put a fence around us. And
the
said,
video you guys sent me right now, they literally opened like a little door.
Yeah.
And they had like 300 people.
Yeah, like everybody was like, it was like a zombie apocalypse.
They had to like wink to see the fucking concert. Yeah.
Damn, that fucking sucks. I don't think you could get the refund because the fact that they saw at the liquor store and all that shit, like, I doubt they're going to go back to the liquor store.
Yeah, exactly.
They went to the fucking bodega and instead of buying
like,
a loaf of bread.
They probably don't even give you a receipt.
Like,
probably
sold at the fucking laundromat.
You could probably buy those with, like, box tops or some shit.
Some ED. What is that? Like, EBT?
EBT, yeah, EBT.
Man, all that shit's crazy. I'd be fucking pissed. Like, if I go see my eyes switching and fuck. If I go... paying tickets for a group of female, whoever, and that they oversold like 3,000, bro.
Bro, 3,000.
We're not even talking about like, like 100 people. Like,
they probably made a lot of profit.
But like 3,000 people are pissed. That shit was all over TikTok.
How much you think the ticket went for? Like 100?
I think
bucks?
Like 60 through like 120.
Damn.
Because I feel like for these type of events, it's first come, first serve, you know? Like,
hey, what about some people like fucking print out fake tickets or like make talkies.
If they're selling them
copies
like,
of their tickets and
nah,
like,
I don't think so because it has like that little like shiny shit
special to sticker
so?
And
yeah.
shit.
Damn.
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised I wouldn't be surprised.
Imagine trying to be like some wannabe chaka fool and be like, oh, te iba a llevar a ver Grupo Firme and you can't even get in.
I get what you're trying to say.
Like you make me look
like
a bitch.
No VIP and shit. Yeah, like VIP in a fucking restroom and shit.
Fucking outside in the parking lot.
Wait, where was this at?
San Antonio,
San
Texas.
San Antonio, Texas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, but I feel like that's their strong area.
Well, right now because there's no masks, right? Come through. Open today, up. Our special guest today, guys. We've been waiting for this day.
Open
hey,
it.
Hey, open it. We are. Fucked up already.
No,
you literally walked into it. You I need to grab like, all the shit from the back. No, mames. Why did we do that?
What?
Oh, fuck.
In like 3 hours. Just kidding. See, Jason, we would have started at 8 or at 7:30 when we said we were.
Fucking Jason.
It would have been good.
All right, what was it?
I mean, it's a garage.
All right, well, yeah, all that shit. But, dude, Eslabón Armado. I think that's going to be the title, the thumbnail.
Damn.
For views.
I know.
Eslabón Armado, bro. That's just crazy. We were talking about on our TikTok how, like, there's like this curse with Armonía. The Armonía.
Oh yeah, Armonía. They always leave. It's because I feel like they don't put enough respect on armonía. Because yeah, I feel I like armonía is easy, bro. It is. It's easy. You think, but it's important for sure.
You think like some people are like, oh, we don't really need it because they really don't have any sound. Okay, but sound. Think
about it. It's the segunda yeah. voz en armonía.
Yep.
Oh, I thought his brother was the segunda voz.
No.
Dude, Brian, why would the brother
leave? Brian can sing.
Yeah.
I never heard him sing.
You never heard him sing? Dude, mm-hmm. He sings good. He's like a little bit like Pedro.
Before that guy came in, he sang, right?
No.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
What the fuck? I always thought it was his brother that was doing the segunda one.
No.
Nah.
Dude, no, yeah, but...
Bass player Brian in segunda?
Sing. Brian can sing. There was a video of him and he's fucking good.
Fuck.
I should have got that video.
He should get a song, no?
You think I mean,
it's la bon, no?
El Boss is going to become
the
next Harmonia?
The Harmonia, I bet.
Fuck, yeah, so a little bit before we started filming, Pedro went live. I got to see it right now. So
he called us.
So Pedro called us. All I got to hear from him was that apparently he bought his parents a house. And LA. In the comments, yeah, I think LA because the comments said good luck in LA.
Damn.
So that means he's gonna be near us.
He be some.
Awesome. He's gonna be able to come over here.
He be on some good ass shit.
Because even
oh yeah, LA is toxic though, huh?
Yeah, fuck okay, yeah. Cool.
Well, I think. Well, I don't know.
Because where was he from? Like Sacramento.
Patterson,
which is up north towards
like Modesto. Area,
yeah, Modesto over there. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure like it's way better moving down here just because fucking driving there here.
True, because Del Records is here, and also because Bell I Flower. Feel like over there's really nothing. It's more like
old town type of like cowboy
old town road
like
I don't know but
like horses I and like giddy up yeah, and like sheep.
I think it's like dry area
yeah it's like sure, really yeah. dry and like desert
yeah
and like no people in like ghost town
just everyone from Modesto come after this
I want to go to Modesto
they're gonna be closer to it they have been here a lot they've been here by Huntington Beach
yup
well by Angel's house right he has one in Newport too
who
Angel
who's Angel
Babe, chicken. Angel de Villar.
He has a house in Newport?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Are you sure?
Are you sure, Fug?
Yeah.
Because you see a lot of stuff in the podcast.
I saw it on his...
Okay, you saw him in Newport or you saw him buy a house? Nah. Hey, Gecko, I bought a house on...
No. Gecko's on TMZ, Fug.
No, I saw it.
You sold him the house?
Yeah.
Realtor? Yeah. Fuck, jeweler? Fucking realtor?
Tony Lawyer the chain and Angel de Villar the house?
Damn.
What can Gecko do besides read?
Huh. Get a girlfriend. Just kidding.
Damn.
Well, I mean, you are bisexual.
So. No.
Fug, you cannot say that. You're not. Well,
you say that at stores, though. Fucking
no. Dude, that was fucking embarrassing. We went to, what was it? Foot Locker? Or Finish
Line? Yeah, it was Finish
Line. Bro, I'm going to tell you guys the funniest story ever that I've been wanting to say in a long time. I was kind of saving it for the Twitch stream, but fuck, I'm going to say it right now. We went to the mall, and then we were at Foot Locker. And there was some shorts.
Finish Line.
It was one of those
shorts. Was it shorts?
Yeah.
So Gecko saw some shorts, right? And he was like trying to get me to put them on. I was like, fool, they fade you. And then he starts putting them on. And he tells the worker, are these bisexual clothes? The worker was like confused, bro.
Because they were in the girl area, but they looked like
what he meant
for
to
boy.
Say was, are these unisex? This was like, are these bisexual, bro? We were fucking dying. I don't know.
I was dying, bro.
Yeah, I was embarrassed.
It was funny because he was like, are these bisexual? He's like, wait, how do you say it? How do you say it?
No.
Because like, he already knew, like, what the fuck? This shit don't make sense. But dude, that was fucking embarrassing.
I know, honestly, that would be embarrassing. I cracked up in front of everybody. Yeah. Everybody was just fucking staring at me cracking up.
Right. I put that shit on the gun and I was like, nah, I'm out of here. I can't.
We left, fool. We left you. Never returned to that mall ever again.
But yeah, about the breakup, you guys... Okay, what do you guys think happened? Like, your opinions?
I don't know, but I saw a comment where he's like, oh, you could tell it's just like... It's just Pedro, Brian, and the family. Like, it's just them.
Maybe again, he might feel they are brothers.
Yeah. But you know,
you're always gonna be with your brother. You live.
I don't blame that. You know, maybe you just left out. He felt left out.
Yeah, he probably like they're always like two against one.
Yeah,
but, like maybe you won't go against your own brother to fucking
help out
another person. You won't prove
should have adopted him.
So you know what they need? They need another family member so because they can't get down.
Well, isn't their cousin their new entrepreneur?
I don't know, honestly.
Is it a cousin?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I saw it on your TikToks, right?
I mean, you didn't see the TikTok.
It said on your TikTok.
No.
That the mom posted it.
And she said she just posted like some guy named Amador or some shit like, gracias de nuevo.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I don't know they have a new Harmonia player because they already posted to some guy.
I thought it was
I know we already had this conversation, but I feel like we should bring it up because it's perfect. Even though like you could replace Harmonia like nothing, but it comes down to the vibes.
Yeah. You know what you realize? You look like Gabriel.
Oh, yeah, you were saying that earlier.
I had a hat on. I was at the screen. I was like, dude, this looks like Gabriel. When he had a hat on. I'm going to put it over right here. You look like Gabriel a lot. Right, but yeah, it's not the same.
Put it over here.
It's not the same. Because...
It's not the same. Because we've experienced it.
Hey, but a lot of people are saying that it's due to money.
We'll be back after a quick break.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., signing on.
All they have is just...
The station with the... best. In your face, all over the place.
She looks like every other... I think the... not, you trick...
The Subverted Radio Show. Anywhere you get your podcast.
That's what I was thinking. Like, I feel like it's money, but then again, I feel like it isn't because... Brian did see that Pedro does like basically everything.
Yeah, he does.
So you think when he records, he does the segunda voz himself?
I don't know, honestly. Maybe you could. He has a pedal? But dude, but now with the technology, like you could just fake your own segunda voz with like all the fucking.
I don't think he does that, but I think he could do his own segunda.
Like, probably. Or Keiko could do segunda fu.
Fuck yeah.
You think it's because of the money or because he like just felt left out?
Nah, I think it was not because of the money. Like. He felt like empowered because it was basically because isn't their dad their manager too?
Yeah. Yep.
So think about it. Who is the dad? The dad's not gonna yell at the fucking kids.
He could.
Yeah. Boy,
Think about it. The Pedro's the son, Brian's the son, and then the dad's the manager. Like think about it.
He's like everything
to him. Yeah, if they have an argument, if Brian wants to like prove them wrong, he's gonna have to fight against them three, and obviously it's
Brian
three against
or
Gabriel. Yeah, he's gonna fight against three against one. So he's no, there's no battle. So he's like, what about if he had plenty of arguments and they always tag team them or triple team?
Yeah, I feel like my theory kind of goes with what he's gonna say.
Okay.
Continue. Okay, so my theory is that okay, obviously the dad is the manager. So what he what
wait
is,
wait hold up, did you sell the dad the new house in LA for them too?
Yeah, I was
how much
real
much
it was 700,000.
Bro, you can't even get a house
in LA. You can't get shit for 700k.
You get like,
yeah, you can,
never mind.
Well, you could, but it's like nothing.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Okay. Like, it's like
2.5 million.
Ooh, not we, even 2.5, bro.
If we were to move to like Texas, we could get a big ass house.
Yeah, but that's not worth it. Nah, I'm just kidding. I know there's a lot of people from Texas. I don't know. I might get hate for
Texas,
that comment.
Texas looks nice. So.
Texas does look
and
nice.
Arizona too. I feel like there's a lot. I feel like we're from besides like LA is like that English word, but like in the Tacuache like culture, like there's so much.
There's so much. Because
right
yeah.
here, there's nothing. We live with like Asians a lot too.
Yeah, we do. It's like city. Like if you're city, then come here to Cali. If you're like yeah. you know like wilderness and like off roading, then go to Texas.
Hey,
and
not
know
wilderness.
What?
No? It's like drier. If you're talking about like wilderness, you're talking about like Oregon.
Oh, my bad.
You know talking about like Twilight.
You know
shit?
What some fans are saying?
What?
They're saying that what about is because Pedro's moving down here to LA
and he doesn't want to move.
Oh,
and since he
yeah.
can't move down here, or he doesn't have anyone, like he doesn't want to move his whole family down here.
Yeah.
That he won't be able to kind of like drive from up there down here to practice.
Yeah. So you basically had to cut him off. Like,
yeah.
Like, you can't be with us.
Or just fucking let him move in.
Wait, we're missing
what
one.
What
do you
mean, want to?
We're missing one thing, though. They don't follow each other.
Yeah.
Okay, but what about they got in a fight?
I feel like...
About moving?
Yeah. Like, what about they're like, nah, don't move. And then they're like, yeah, but then they're like...
I mean, I
no,
doubt
okay,
he's
look,
telling them
what
not
about,
to
what
move.
About
I know, you can't
argument?
Tell them what to do.
No, what about they had like, they're fighting about like, oh, we're moving down. Come on here. And he's like, nah, I don't want to because of this and this. And then they're like, all right, you're out.
I feel
and
like he, that makes they sense. Start arguing that like makes that. Sense. What if they just... They need to be business smart. They need
okay.
to have someone
okay,
easier to get like
okay.
to play.
I don't think it's that because I doubt they're gonna. They didn't just buy the house. I'm pretty sure they bought it like
months,
few weeks
yeah.
or months.
Yeah, it's a process.
And this just happened
Echo?
Now. I doubt it's that because like they didn't.
Know.
He didn't kick him out today, and Pedro went to go buy the house today.
Nah, it was already like planned. Fool, like
his like leaving him leaving.
I feel like
no,
yeah,
like,
low key.
Like, just in general, like Pedro already, or they probably already like had that argument. Mm-hmm. This was the final popote.
Yeah,
popote,
like they pulled out last straw and shit.
Yeah, like, I didn't think of it.
That
like
sounded
that.
Weird. Like I that know. Was sounds popote. Weird. That's popote.
Like
we should start crying.
Like that's kind of like a good theory. Like he probably didn't want to move down here, or
yeah.
he probably didn't get paid enough to fucking
to move down
lose
here.
His fucking childhood memory and then just yeah. come down here.
What well, if it's like I mean, it's just a costume, but well, he didn't want
it. It depends, like. If music is really his career,
yeah.
Like
what Gabriel? If it's just a hobby? Like, oh, I happen to be the right place, right time. I'm playing with this Labón.
Because he was with them when they blew up. No, like he was already part of the group.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know when he came in. I don't know the timeline.
There was someone else before.
There was
him.
Someone else before him for sure. Oh yeah. I know. No,
because
I
that could be one of the theories. Like, he didn't want to move down here, so they just like they're like, all right, if you don't want to make an effort,
just cut him off. You know, like that. Under the rug.
Damn.
Huh, that kind of gets you thinking, like, you do have to be business smart. Like, obviously, Brian and Pedro have a full-blown career with music. They know they're making it because, obviously, they bought a house in L.A. And they're just going to keep going from there. They want to keep going up. You have to be business smart.
Yeah. No, I know. Of course, yeah. I know why they moved down here. It's obviously better. Like, Dell Records is, like, it's, like, so Bellflower. Close to us, too.
Yeah, it's close to us.
Imagine he pulls up like down the street from.
Oh, let's pull up to Dell Records right now.
Let's go.
It's really not that far from us.
It's not.
It's like what 2 minutes? 2 minutes, like 15.
Nah, it's like I want to say like 25 minutes.
Hey, but congrats, like to Pedro.
Oh yeah,
he bought
congrats.
His parents a house.
Yeah,
he said it in the live. Another thing too, he went live, and he was talking about. I literally joined it late, so like little before filming, and he was talking about he unfollowed him because things weren't gonna be the same. And after that, like, it paused, it glitched, and he ended the live.
You think he...
Yeah, I feel like he did some show where he kind of, like,
turned off some marketing. Some marketing.
Yeah, like, he said it because it paused right there, and everyone was like, it's lagging, and then it just ended.
Yeah. Because you think, like, he doesn't want to see... Like, they don't want to see each other be, like, successful? Like
No, I don't
think... I don't think it's any of that. Like, none of that, like... What about if, what's his name, Gustavo or Gabriel?
Gabriel
does
not
like,
Gabe. Your Gabe.
He didn't want to see like the shit he was missing out. Cause you know how some people a veces se arrepienten. They're like,
yeah,
oh fuck, like I should have stayed. Like,
yeah, you're right. I get what you're trying to say. Like he didn't want to see the success from a distance. Like oh, that could have been me. So like I'ma just like
so he cut
no
everything
contact.
Out. Like
no
he cut
contact.
Him off completely. Like
I still don't think it's about moving. But I mean, Pedro's gonna have to say
could.
Why.
I know.
They're
I
both
mean,
gonna have to say why.
I feel like, what it do you think?
Wait, okay. Everyone's just gonna be asking
okay,
you, them. They're
okay.
Have to make a statement.
You're in Pedro's shoes. You obviously you have your fans.
What shoe size?
Two. you're in shoes like, and obviously the fans are like begging you like, but like it might be something like that you can't share. But like, whose side do you take? Like the fan side or like that side that you can't say. Like what would you put first? Like the fans or like the truth? The fans or like the truth? Like what would you say, you know?
I told you what you were saying.
You think some of the fans were not like the new style? Like you think though, because you know how some groups after they lose one of their guys who been through their whole like their albums before and they take out a new style, you think it'll still be the same?
Because it's the vibes and the energy that's there.
Yeah, for sure.
Because think about it, like that guy, se le pide subir, like, he could be cocky as fuck because he might not be used to that fame. Because remember...
Start acting up and...
But either way, like, I felt like Gabriel never was, like...
No, he wasn't cocky. Like that.
No, not Gabriel.
I'm
the other guy,
the new integrante,
guy.
Like...
Oh, okay.
You know how Mark MP, they got an Harmonia guy and then they kicked him out within the month.
I didn't know that.
Someone said, Pedro also said he's going to retire. His fans don't like the new album. I don't know if that's true. I don't think he'll retire. He's still fucking young as fuck.
Nah, he won't retire.
But probably just like
You know, a lot of successful artists do that. They say they're going to retire, but just to build up.
Didn't Bad Bunny say
Bad Bunny's
that?
Doing that. Supposedly he's going to,
if no one likes this episode, I'm going to retire. Just kidding, guys.
That's how it is, fool. Marketing.
Hot Food Summer, that's right. Yeah. Hot Food Summer. Hot Food Summer.
Hot Food Summer.
But also, you know. The album they're going to release is, what's on? No, not Tu Veneno Mortal.
Is it right there?
Oh. Tu Veneno Mortal, Volume 2.
Tu Veneno, yeah.
Tu Veneno Mortal?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because the one was Cortavenas. Bro, that one's gonna be fucking hard as fuck.
I hope so.
It has to be hard. It has to be.
I hope so.
It has to be hard.
You think he's gonna talk about like, perdí peso por tu culpa?
That's Polo.
I think he already did that.
No, like, you know how he lost weight?
No, it's gonna be some simp shit. He's always gonna take.
I feel like all his music is simp.
But think about it. You, like, for you, like, for example, it's gonna hit you really good because
fuck Gabe.
Gabe, yeah.
Now it's not to Dulce. Just
kidding. Who? Dulce? You're into Dulce?
I just saw a comment that said, because of what's happening now, it actually is Eslabón Desarmado.
I put that.
He put that. You read his comment.
Because I just saw it on my phone, like, just like that. I was like, no, someone put
Hot
that.
Hot Summer? But yeah, I mean, I hope it's still the same. It's always that little. Okay, this is why I think it might be the same.
Because I know why you're going to say that. I know what you're going to say.
Because think about it, like, Márcame Pe, I feel like there was something that, if not the same, like, when Tizog and the other fool left. It was kind of like, it looked like fun.
Yeah, it looked like fun.
Youngsters, now it feels like it's just like work. No offense, because like the other guy's older, like Nitro.
Mm-hmm.
But like he's a fucking beast and everything. But like, I don't know. It doesn't give it that like young vibe, that, like vlogging and all that shit.
Yeah, that young
but
vibe.
But with Page, with Eslabón, it was always him and his brother.
Yeah.
And like their Mandarin shit like that. You would never really see him around.
Yeah, you wouldn't see Gabe like around.
That's why, like,
it feels weird. I don't know when you say Gabe. I don't know what you're talking about.
I did it on purpose and I looked at this fool like Gabe.
Like, what do you think if that was always the problem? Like, he was antisocial.
He was like, yeah, he was like the outlier.
Like he was shelved. Like, what about if he only came to work?
Like, yeah. Like he didn't know how to have fun.
He had one thing to like. Or I'm gonna go to a show to do the show and that's it.
Yeah. Like, there's people like that.
Because he wouldn't go live that much.
So
no?
You think like, Gabriel was more like,
get to the point.
Like, I'm gonna do the show and like they're on, like, let me go home.
Yeah,
because I feel like there's people like that. Like, you might see these people like, or artists like living this kind of like artist life, but for them it's work. It's not really their passion. That's what I'm trying to say. Like,
yeah,
you don't know if it's their passion. It's
but
like, oh,
again,
I need the income.
I mean, like, I feel like he wouldn't join Eslabón Armado. It was a hobby. Like, bro, they literally won like the fucking. What did they win? That award show?
The best duo or some shit like that?
No, but like mejor grupo del año.
Mejor grupo o duo del año. That's how it was written.
But that's pretty sus. Like, why out of a sudden, like after you won like those awards, like shouldn't you come fucking stronger?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think it's because of the moving out. I feel like I feel like it might be the moving.
Or
what's your official theory?
Okay,
One official theory.
Kind of what Gego said, like that, since it's Pedro and Brian brothers and the dad of the manager, if Gabriel had something he wanted to say, it was always 3-1. Like, whether it was like Pedro, all right, talk to my dad or whatever, like they would, right. You know, like their family, right? Obviously. So Gego to stop stuttering. Just kidding.
Hey, but what about if they're using that just to build more clout?
I doubt it.
Nah.
You think he's actually out?
I think he's out.
Eslabón has a clout. I think he's out.
Yeah, but their album's coming out. What about if like?
Nah, I feel like they're gonna. I don't think Eslabón's the type to risk someone leaving just for like.
Yeah, for the clout. Yeah, he's out.
Yeah, he probably got COVID and they just cut him off.
I don't know.
He's probably toxic. Adam.
He always seemed quiet. That's what I'm saying. I feel like it's not something like scandalous.
Yeah. You think this album might have corridos or is it just all romanticas?
I think it's all romanticas.
I think it'll be all romanticas because it's Tu Veneno Mortal volume. Yeah. Was there any romanticas in the first one?
You mean corridos?
I mean corridos.
There was like one.
Which one?
One or two.
Which one?
When you heard it.
You heard all of it. He knows that thing by memory.
I know them all.
There was one for sure where it was not fucking corridos. I mean, it wasn't a romantica.
All right, guys. If you guys are joining from the live, we're talking about Eslabón Armado, the breakup. Let us know what you guys think. Gecko thinks it's because Eslabón's moving to LA.
It could. Like, think about it.
I agree with him.
How far is LA from where they were from?
Like 7-8 hours.
7-8 hours.
Imagine like
going back and forth and shit. Yeah. Like I said, Dull Record is here. Someone said that. They're adding tuba. I did see Pedro post a picture with some guy with a tuba. But either way, that I don't think the tuba has anything to do with Gabriel. Because that's like segunda voz.
He's not even a bajo.
Unless they move Brian to Harmonia and then they add the tuba.
No, they wouldn't. I feel like the moment they get rid of the bass in the bajo loche style, it's like over.
Now, once they add...
I don't think they should put
they
no
add a
tuba.
Fourth, like,
no
if
tuba.
They, yeah,
no
if they
tuba
add a fourth person... Unless Dafu knows how to play like harmonia and tuba, then it'll be legit. But they can't do it during shows. That won't happen. How the fuck is that fool gonna play the tuba and play the fucking harmony at the same time?
That's impossible. Cause
yeah, okay, so, okay, someone said that that's so true. Look, I don't think he would have left on his own considering the success the group has had in the past year.
Yep. That's I feel why, like it was either... And
plus, they unfollowed each other, bro. Like,
money? It has to be money?
No, or Pedro's dad.
I don't feel it's like money. I feel like he felt unpowered.
Left out. Yeah. Those two. Those are my two.
Unpowered and left out. Those are my two.
Yeah, those are my strong two.
And the one moving. Like, I think it's moving and... Because they could have just fucking let him move in.
Yeah.
If they really wanted him, then be like, dude, just move in with us. True. And you could fly out whenever you want to go see your family.
People are saying, I feel like they didn't get that along. It's because in the picture, like I said, it's always Brian, his brother, the Mandarin. You wouldn't really see him around.
Yeah, he was antisocial. Like, it was always them, El Boss and then the two. I feel
like you kind of said, like, not really antisocial, but shy. Because even him with the big platform, like, oh, I'm in Islam, what I'm out, he wouldn't post shit.
Yeah, and he wouldn't be interactive.
Some people don't care.
Interact with people.
Yeah. Some people don't care about that.
Because, like, in some photos, it was just always, like, Brian and Pedro. Like, rarely you will see all three of them. Or El Boss.
Wait, I didn't get to see the live, but someone did it. But kind of what you said, look, Pedro said that they're moving to LA and Gabriel would live far away from them. And Gabriel didn't agree. And he had left the group.
There you go.
And then he probably, Pedro didn't want to like deal with it anymore.
Business smart. Put him off. Just goes down to being business smart.
All right, we're going to take a little break.
You think, shit.
How about?
All right,
let's go.
All right, guys, we took a little break right now because we started streaming on Twitch. And shout out to the chat right now that's watching. Shout out to El Gordito.
That's me.
Shout out to Manolo. Shout out to 24K Dream, Eddie Velez, Wavy Matthew. Thank you guys for tuning in. Where were we at? I'm fucking lost.
Oh, we're saying that the reason, or the people were saying on the live that the actual reason is because of the distance.
The distance?
I think it is.
That's what they said
right now. So apparently, like,
confirmed. It's confirmed.
Yeah, it's confirmed.
Like, oh, that was my...
On Pedro's live. On
that
Pedro's.
Was actual my... like.
And that's what Keiko said.
Yeah, so
Keiko
was right. Was right.
Damn,
good. Well, it's because I told him the house way, right. So I know all the information.
Chismosa.
Fucking Keiko. But yeah, I mean, I guess that's kind of like covered up. Unless more shit. The thing I don't understand is why they unfollowed each other. If it was just like that.
Because they don't want to see each other move on in life.
I feel like they shared so much.
I mean, you can't really unsee Eslabon. You're going to have to see him everywhere.
like, it's like fucking like ex-girlfriends. You're going to follow her?
Hey, bro. But okay. Think about Gabriel's like point of view. Like, all right, let's just say you didn't move to LA and the people of the city like, oh, you didn't move to LA with them.
Like they're going to bash on him.
Not bash on him, but they're like, oh, bro, like, you should have. Like, they're either going to have an opinion like, oh, you should have gone. It's like, oh, fuck, it sucks that you're not with them anymore.
Yeah.
So people are going to, like, tell him his opinion.
That's what I said. Look, Gio said the same thing I said. If it was just a distance, why would they unfollow each other? What would you do if you were Gabriel? And, like, let's just say me and Keiko are brothers.
I feel like
they're... Like, he's... No, actually, I'm Pedro.
I'm Pedro.
Okay,
I'm
okay.
Pedro because he's short.
I feel like if I were if I did what Pedro did,
but you liked music, like, I mean,
I wouldn't have unfollowed, and it would have took me something more than the distance to unfollow that person.
That's what I'm saying. It's more than distance. What would you do, like, if it was like you the got two brothers?
To answer your questions,
yeah,
I answered.
If we're brothers and you like, you know, we were doing amazing shit.
Who
like,
we are?
Charts and.
Like, if they didn't give me, like, an option, like, didn't let me move in or shit like that.
I'm pretty sure.
Like, let's just say, like.
I doubt they're telling him to get his own house.
Yeah, I know. Like.
What about they have him, like, Garmancillo fucking sleeping on the colchon and shit.
On the
sofa or whatever. The
closet.
They put him in the microwave.
All right, chat, what do you guys think about this? Like, what do you guys think that they broke up besides, like, the distance? Because I'm confused, too. They unfollowed each other.
I don't know. I feel like I feel like. Pedro might have got offended by Gabriel's, you know, choice. Like,
or what about if fucking...
Like, this is my career.
If Pedro saw him go celebrate, he want to go play bowling right after.
Celebrating his despedida and shit.
That he was like, he wasn't actually serious about this, so he just...
He's like, it's not affecting him like he said it's affecting him.
Do you guys think they paid him? Of course they paid him.
Yep.
But I wonder if he got paid good.
Or they cashed him out, be like, hey, you know what? Here's so much
Well, they're saying that he left.
Oh, that
Gabriel left, yeah.
For personal reasons, supposedly. And we have that.
Do you think he got paid good?
But I have a question.
I think he did.
How? Like, what about if they were on a, like, 3-year contract? Did they send a group or did they sign like him? Because you know, like,
okay, that's kind of interesting. Like being okay, like being yeah, friend, that's what I'm tripping. Being friends in the music business and then like having to do business, but like with the contract information.
Yeah, like
even though you're friends,
is he signed or is he like?
That's what I'm saying.
Or is the group signed? Like, cause think about it, like.
From my understanding, when you sign with a big record label, only one person signs and that one person distributes or pays out. That's how I understand it. Because, I mean, Tercer Elemento had it like that, right, Diego?
How
the Requintero was the one getting paid.
But he was
by Del Records, let's say, and then distributing the money. Like,
yeah, that's kind of like with Moreno. Like, they signed the group, I guess, like, the main singer. So, they're the ones in charge of paying the...
Their manager, which is Pedro's dad.
Well, I think it is like that because, yeah, I mean, there's, like, the main manager, which is Angel El Villar. And then also the manager, I guess, representative, which is the dad.
Mm-hmm.
Which, meaning, I'm pretty sure the dad has to get paid to a percentage of his own son's group. And then Pedro, the main singer, Brian, the brother, and then, like... Por si falta unos centavos.
Yeah, maybe that could have been it.
Like, he got the bottom of the bucket. Like,
yeah. They're saying that Pedro followed him back right now.
Why don't you think that's kind of sus that like he was talking about like I could follow him back and then they followed each other back.
I think he followed him back to like not make it a big deal.
Oh, yeah. Like people too late probably from like,
podcast. Hey, but don't you think it's crazy how in today's society, like 2021, a follow means like
so
kind of like
stuff?
It means like, a lot.
Unfollow.
Oh,
yeah.
This is a good one. Look, Kimmy said, I think there's something else that they aren't saying because Brian could have said because of the distance and not because of personal reasons. Because you know they asked Brian?
Yeah.
And so this is how everyone found out. On the questions on Brian's story, they asked him, why did you guys kick out Gabriel? And he said, we didn't kick him out. He left because of personal reasons. So if it was a distance, he would have easily said it like,
but
no
what
big
about,
deal.
What about if that was a personal reason? Like he didn't want to like,
yeah, but
like he felt like moving over here.
Yeah, but by saying personal reasons, it kind of gets people thinking like, oh, shit, what is it? The
like,
money?
It's deeper.
Right now, what is it? But if you say the distance, people are going to be like, oh, all right, you know, we're buying a house in LA and shit like that.
Like, you can understand that.
Yeah. What the fuck with my timer on?
It could have been simplified. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah. 52 viewer, damn. Shout out to everyone tuning in right now.
Shout out to Augusto Papa.
This is the first time we tune on Twitch. Guys, it's going to be a little bit better, so I'm going to put the camera over there soon so you can see the three of us. And you guys are going to get the microphone audio from here. So it's going to be... Oh, fuck. I really don't know how to use this shit.
Where's the comment section, G?
Comment section. Now everyone wants a shout out. I'll give them a shout out. This is better, bro. I like this shit better. Like, you guys can talk to us. Pause. Pedro followed Gabriel back, but Gabriel didn't follow him back.
Ooh. Hey. So you think that's probably, like, more...
There's definitely, like, something there. Like, I feel like it... Like I said, it's kind of sus that all of a sudden people are calling him out for not following, and then he goes to follow.
I think Pedro followed him back because... Just to not get people talking.
Like, he doesn't want to look
too
bad.
Late.
Too late, yeah. You got Gusto Papa talking about it. Too late.
We got the chat talking about it, too.
Darren Gordo y La Flaca tomorrow. Like, Primer Impacto.
What is that one called? Like, Suelta La Sopa or some shit?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
like,
shit. The fucking Twitch ended. I wonder why. Damn, guys. All right, just keep talking.
All right. I mean, that pretty much sums up, like, everything. The distance, you know, on their side. Obviously, the fans are going to take it to a deeper level, and they're going to keep bugging, like, what's the true answer?
You ever think Gabe is ever going to
join back or some shit?
Gabriel? Wait, which Gabe? Yours?
Same thing. She's out of the picture. You ever think he's going to, like, ever say the truth? Because
He has the right.
Yeah, but
he has the right.
It's really not like he's not one of those people who seems like he cares.
Yeah, he doesn't care. Like, as long as he has his own peace, he'll be good. I feel like he's those type of person.
Do you guys think Gabriel is going to, like, start his own group or something? Not start his own group, but, like...
Like Tizoc?
Oh, yeah, he went and go do his own thing.
Oh, what about if fucking Tizoc joins him as a Requintero?
We don't even know if they're from the same city or not.
Well, they are, they
just all, like, kind of the Modesto area?
Yeah.
That's kind of, like, over there. Like,
they're close.
I honestly don't even...
That's like me fucking going to San Bernardino and, like, starting a group.
You can.
I mean, that's kind of far, no?
It's not that far.
Nah,
yeah,
but...
You never know.
LA, like, could kill people's fame and could help it grow, like...
And their characters and their,
like,
emotions
they
are as a person.
You could come, like, from a fucking, like, being badass from, like, so-and-so, and then move to L.A., and se te sube la fama, and you just drop.
It's not about like.
No, I'm not saying them. I'm saying there's people.
I know. Like, it's just about like the problems and the energy, because like think about LA. There's so much money, so much business, so much people, so much opinions, so much shit that you could encounter. Like, what if like that shit gets to them? That's what it comes down to. Like when opinions or shit like that gets to them.
Damn. Well, a lot of people are saying that Pedro said that if this album doesn't hit, he's gonna quit, retire from music, and that he said that he's being for real.
Nah. I don't think so.
Either, yeah. I mean, he might not be, like, be signed or anything, but he could still take on music.
What happened? You said that, like, 5 times. I know, it's because I'm reading the chat. I'm reading the chat, so I'm kind of, like, everyone's saying that, like, he would retire. I don't think he would retire.
Well, hopefully so. LA is good to them because it's tough out here.
Right. But did you guys see the, Pedro going live with, like, the strippers? Or
he went live with the Donald Duck and the stripper.
You were on it?
No, I saw it.
Oh, and That's why you saw it. You were like watching it?
No. I saw it on TikTok.
Jason was throwing ones.
I was like,
he has everything here detail by detail, Bad like Bunny. Pedro and shit.
Let me be honest with you. I saw a tit.
I didn't know that like some girl got like completely naked and shit.
Yeah, hey, that's what I'm saying.
But fucking Pedro been going live with a lot of like
random people.
Random people lately. Like he went live with that one Twitch streamer too.
Aiden?
Aiden Ross?
Aiden Ross.
Yeah. That was like popping in a hard.
Yeah.
Damn, well, I mean, about the live, it's whatever. A lot of people were on there. A lot of people got surprised. I didn't get to see it. Jason saw the whole thing.
I saw it on TikTok.
How do you post it on TikTok, though? Like, that shit would get taken
and
down.
And that doesn't get demonetized. Like, how the fuck
How do we get demonetized, but that shit doesn't get demonetized? That could be so risky for Pedro's account.
Yeah.
Like, to do that shit. Mm-hmm. Because
it has a million followers, and then
I'm just saying, like, in general, like, it's risky for his account because there's like a naked girl on his live, and then like,
yeah,
I don't know.
I think
there's children on that shit.
You creo que se like disculpó también.
He did? Oh yeah, he did, because he said something about like he had young children.
He does have a younger like audience, so I mean they saw like a whole ass tit stripper.
They have.
Well, you have the video screen recorded and everything.
I saw it on TikTok.
What about the fucking? That's pretty. The CEO of TikTok was fucking like throwing ones and shit.
He was right there celebrating it with them.
Someone said that boy was probably jerking off when he saw the live. Pedro or Jason?
Jason probably.
Or both.
I don't know what the fuck. That's some weird shit.
That fool haven't had any fun since.
Have you heard of
05?
Semen retention.
Keiko could finally lose his virginity.
No.
Hey, you think other artists will move down? Like, you think Grupo Firme or like?
Nah.
I think they just like they're older. That's why like they're just used to their life in like Mexico and shit.
How do you think that because you think like once they officially move in, don't do that, fool.
You breathe on the mic.
I didn't go. I just went like let my
exhale. Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? Yeah,
what were you saying?
Knows. Like Mehmet? You think once they move down here, they're gonna start touring?
They were already touring.
Oh, obviously, like, fucking
here
in L.A. Because, you know, because they're having...
Here in L.A.
No, wait, because they're having the show at the Microsoft Theater in August.
Yeah, but what about it? They're not going to move here just for that show.
Regardless, if they're over there, if they're over here, obviously, they're going to do the show, a date.
I know.
Okay,
A hotel, that's it.
Remember, he tried to do, like, the Fantasma shit, like, hey, come over here.
A lot of artists do that, though. They move in San Diego, so they're, like, near the border.
Yeah, that's smart.
Grupo Firme would do that?
No.
I don't think so.
That sucks.
Like I said, they're like.
We're talking about Grupo Firme. I don't know if you want to transition.
Wait, did we already mention that?
No, we haven't.
Dude, Grupo Firme oversold 3,000 tickets. How the fuck you oversold 3,000 tickets?
Wait, bitch.
The venue fucked up hard.
Let me get to that point. Because I was going to start talking about their show, and I'm be like, oh, like Grupo Firme sold out.
That's what he said.
I know that. I made the transition.
Oh. I'm fucking Keiko, fuck off. See, now you made yourself look dumb in front of all these Keiko cam. People want to see the Keiko cam. But yeah, Grupo
Firme. I just want to fuck with them a bit.
Grupo Firme oversold 3,000 tickets. It's not even like 100. It's not even like 500.
It's literally 3,000,
bro. You're literally selling another whole ass arena or.
Yeah, that's the venue's fault for like allowing so
and
much people.
But I heard that all they said is like, "Oh, we're gonna open the back door, and you can look through there."
People are mad. I have a clip of it. I actually want to put it up. And I'm going to put it up because...
Like, imagine waiting outside. Like, imagine someone trying to be like, want to be Chaka and be inviting girls. Like, oh, yeah, I'll get a VIP table. Like, bitch, you can't even get in. Shut up.
I already got a VIP.
Look at this. Look at this shit. In San Antonio, Texas. I think she was about to cry.
Nah, you saw that guy? That fool was trying to pull girls outside the fucking
event. No, you gotta spit game wherever Look, you can right here.
Paid to see Grupo Firme and ended up seeing them back through the back gate because the venue oversold 5,000 tickets?
No.
I thought it was 3,000.
No, it's two different events.
They oversold twice?
Yeah. Cause look at the first one. The first one had a fence. And this
well,
one
obviously, they're probably not in the same spot. Oh, my God.
No. Food, that did not look like...
Food, if it's a big-ass arena, they have a lot of entrances. And
that looks like a fucking... It's not like the same nightclub.
Oh, my God, Gecko. That's not like... All right, there's another one right here.
Grupo Firme concert. They sold 8,000 tickets.
They sold 8,000 tickets for a 3,000-person venue.
Yeah, so 5,000.
Damn, Gecko, with that good math.
Is math cool math games working out for you or what?
Yeah, but like I said, like right here, Grupo Firme is not in charge of the ticket sales, so people are hating on Grupo Firme for this shit.
Nah, I'm telling you, these musicians, you think they're gonna be like worried about literally like have tickets. To practice, dress up, play, boom, get on the next
flight. You think they're talking about like tickets, like, oh shit, how many did we sell?
Like, oh shit, let me tally how much people got tickets and shit. Like, nah.
What you think is like the resellers? Like,
yeah, the venue.
It's a venue and like the booking manager and all that shit.
Yep. So Valerenberg.
Valerenberger.
Damn, well that sucks.
Like I got on.
You think they got the refund? How much were the tickets? Like $75?
I think they're expensive. Grupo Firme is the hottest. Hey, hottest and hottest group right now.
You think they hire is that the same banda that plays with them like everywhere they go or they hire like But you think they do hire like a banda every like set? Cause what about if it happens like what happened last time we went to the nightclub?
What nightclub did we go to?
To Malecón.
What about it though?
With Aldo.
But what about it?
Like, you think he has the same banda with time. Him, or does he hire one?
To improvise.
Like, what about if
it was improvised with Aldo. Aldo had the banda Imperio right there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, even
and they made them look bad. So that's what I'm asking. Like, is that their banda? Like, do they always perform with them, or do they actually
Grupo
like,
Firme?
Yeah,
yeah.
Or they're always with. Okay, cause like, do it. Imagine like they just.
Yeah, I feel like if you're one of the hottest groups right now, like you have to get your shit dialed. Damn. You have to put on a good show.
The tickets were $90 too. That's what someone's saying right now.
Yeah. That's
a lot.
Right.
That's
okay,
a
lot. That's a lot. 90 times, how much did they sell? 8,000?
Yeah.
90 times 8,000.
90,000.
All right, 9 times 8. 9 times 8.
76?
No.
76?
72.
72, yeah.
72. I literally asked you, 90 yeah, times 8,000.
72, right?
Yeah.
Oh, 72,000.
Exactly. We're not 70. Oh my God, Giggle.
Just, you know, put the zeros.
Put the zeros.
Cancel the zeros out or put them in.
The tickets were over 90,000. Hey, check the DMs in case it is the real Sapo.
All right. Shit, bet.
Or the real Sapo or the real Chapo. Another thing, too.
Chapo, Sapo.
Galvancillo. Oh, man. We wear them in pay.
What's up with everybody breaking up?
I know, right? So much shit going on.
Look, you broke up with Gabe. Eslabon Armado and the other Gabe. Who else broke up? Are you looking at the messages?
Yeah.
Güero and Galvancillo. Galvancillo with his label. Who else broke up, guys? I bought my tickets for $1,200. No, you didn't.
Nah, I don't think it's tricks.
Chill, that shit ain't no bad bunny. How can say like bad bunny?
Oh, see, I told you. I was right. The Grupo Firme always has their same banda.
Yeah, he's Sapo.
Siempre Firme. I think that's what they're called. That's what someone's saying is what they're called.
You think they perform by themselves first and then they perform with them? Or
what do you mean they perform by themselves?
Yeah, because you know how some events they have like banda night and all that shit?
Like mixing it?
Yeah.
Because sometimes they're Norteño. They're a Norteño group, right? Serreño.
I'm answering this.
Wait, that's actually a good question.
Wait, bitch.
Grupo Firme is Norteño.
Wait, bitch.
Banda.
Let me answer this real quick.
All right, go.
Wait, do we?
Yeah, pause.
Banda.
We're talking about how everyone was breaking up and shit. You broke up with Gabe, or Gabe broke up with you. But Galvancillo and Huerumepe, what do you think happened there?
Damn.
Because this is what happened first. Galvancillo left his label, and then he started like throwing shit at Huero.
I feel like there's...
You think it all happened because of him not dissing him, but calling out... Like, not... Basically saying his music is shit.
Nah, I don't think so. Because I feel like...
On a comment, they said...
I know. But prior to that, I feel like Galvancillo always backed up Güero.
And he did say it too.
Yeah, so you think Güero threw the shot first?
I think Weddle. I feel like Weddle is going through something like with himself.
Okay, this is what I think.
And then like,
well, yeah, what you said.
And then it just feels like, oh, you know, you don't know what to do, so you kind of just close off. You just close off.
But it was so random, like, because the way it started was Weddle Mepe blocked Galvancillo, and then Galvancillo is the one that screenshot it.
Yeah.
And he said, fuck, it's not even there. He was basically, so Weddle Mepe, like I said, Weddle Mepe, did that shit, and he said, dicen que fui malo con él, yo solo lo cuidaba para que no lo chingaran. Para que no lo chingaban. No me quiso seguir. Like,
yeah.
So no more back shots.
Damn, I don't know. It's tough because I feel like they actually did have a true friendship. But then,
like, think about it. It was always them two, like,
mm-hmm.
like
it was always them. Him, I feel him. Like it started them two and then Polo came.
Someone
in.
Said that, Trash Boy 33 said, they said that Galvancillo said something that Güero got offended.
Oh, I know, and I think I know what it is. Because fucking Galvancillo would call Güero Mepe Maruchan here and Chapolin.
Chapolin. No, but that's old, right? Or is it
But I feel like that all that attention.
Well,
builds
I do
up.
Know that Güero Mepe is really like sensitive.
You bitch.
Like, no, like he is. Like he is. Okay, I don't know if I could say
no, he
this.
Admitted it. He admitted it too.
Can I say about the like my phone call and shit?
No.
Is that bad? No?
I think that's private.
Alright, never mind.
I would you wait till he gets here?
Okay. Let him speak on that. No, but I feel like we should just use
no, no, forces. I wasn't gonna see the whole thing. I was just gonna see like that, like he does go through a lot of shit. That's what I was gonna say.
Oh, fame puts you through a lot of shit.
I just feel like he's so overwhelmed, like with all because he's not used to fucking like the music fame. He's used to like
TikTok
just, like,
fame.
Little kid fame. Now that
TikTok is not little kid fame.
Okay,
either.
Yeah, but like it's not saying like
it's a smaller degree.
Yeah, but think about it like music industry is more like pesado people.
It is.
Like
it
people
is.
Who
like
act,
what kind of pesado like?
Like I just seen
no.
Like people who actually like are like that songs are written about people like.
Yeah. Like I mean, I don't feel like it doesn't have to do with that, but I feel like in the music industry there's more money and there's more seriousness.
People say that they don't think it's that because Galvancillo said that a long time ago. So if he did say that a long time ago, like I think Weddle would like all right, cut him off a long
maybe,
time.
Maybe yeah, that was my opinion.
But someone said
or what about if since Garantillo left, he was like, all right, I don't need him anymore. Like, I'm already to where I need to be. So he cut him off like fucking.
But Güero cut him off. Garantillo didn't cut off.
No, that's why. Güero cut Garantillo off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because Güero's already doing the shit he wants to do. So basically, he used Garantillo as a step stool to reach to where he is right now. And then now that he's where he wants to be, he cut everybody off.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
That's my because opinion. If he used them as steps, so he wouldn't cut them off.
Okay, I was saying something. But have you noticed?
Every time you guys go against me, I no. say it's my opinion. Yes, bitch.
Is it because Kegel? I don't know. Like, it didn't really make sense to me. Like,
no, I feel like I know why you say it and stuff. Like, I feel like I'm more understanding, but like, it. No, it's wrong.
Nah, you ain't my breed.
Polo song goes hard. Hell yeah. So
if you know, you know.
Dude, Polo dropped a song. And this, I'm going to tell you something different. So Polo dropped the song. It's at 870,000 views in a day.
Yeah.
That's a show. Almost at 1 million. Pretty sure by tomorrow it'll be at 1 million.
It will.
But you know what I realized helps a lot? And I noticed this with like Nata. That when like Nata dropped this album, right?
Yeah.
I feel like for me, it takes me a while to like actually like the songs.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have to listen to it a lot. Like I listen to all the songs and it's kind of like, yeah, they're cool. You know what? By the way, what do you think of the Nata song?
Which
without,
song?
Without Danny Felix.
I feel like it's not as
wait the
good.
New album
the new album
without it's not Danny? Okay
have you listened to it
I feel like
not all of them
Danny Felix is otro pedo like
yeah.
His sound is his sound but I feel like the musicians that are being used is they're talented as fuck and they're really good but it doesn't give it that special sauce that Danny Felix that's my opinion and I respect every musician because I'm a musician but I feel like Danny Felix is still something else
yeah I know but like what did you think of the album without Danny Felix like did it sound like Nata?
It did sound Nata. Like, Nata did give it
I mean, his voice, his yeah,
sauce.
But like...
He did give it his
you
style.
You think it gave him his style?
It did give him his style, yeah.
So you think he still had the tumbado sound in there?
Yeah, but like I said, like, even with Danny Felix, it's still some otro pedo.
You?
From I think that he's going back to his old style.
He is.
But it's just missing that... The bajo. The,
yeah, the bajo. Because the bass.
That,
yeah.
Like...
He's using bajo loche. He's not using electric bass.
Yeah, and I feel like
but even with the requinto too, it didn't sound like
raspy.
Not
it
raspy.
It didn't sound like Danny Phillips.
Oh, you had to turn that one on too.
Whatever. Amirke, like, that fool has his own style too. But like I said, it's not Danny. Danny, right. I'm telling you, because like, Danny, like, I don't know, bro. Something about Danny, like, just the way he plays is fucking badass.
I mean, God, whatever his name
but you
goes
think,
hard, but it's
you
not
think
same.
Someone said that?
Yeah.
See? That's what I feel,
then why
too.
Why don't you say it?
I said that. I said that I feel like the musicians just did their job. And
yeah, but
I feel like
it's not Danny.
It's not Danny.
But what I asked was, what did you think of the song? Did it have the tumbado sound?
I did. Nata gave it that tumbao.
No.
It did.
I
still holding back.
I'm not holding back. I literally said that before.
You're a bitch. Say what you gotta say.
I'm just saying, it's not Danny.
It's not Danny.
It's not Danny.
Because
Danny, if you're looking at this, huge fan. I love you.
Jason's ready to dick raid you.
You're gay,
hit him up. All
right.
My
huge
opinion?
Fan. That song with Karol G, hard.
So, like, it had the full tumbado sound in Nata's album. That's what you're trying to tell me?
No.
Okay, there you go. That's what I was asking.
Jason's bitch. I feel like...
All right. You haven't even heard it. Just kidding.
I mean, God.
Yeah, but I can still give my opinion. Like, the people that he hired to actually do his shit is not going to be the same as fucking Danny, because Danny always has his own shit no matter what.
Yeah,
like,
hell yeah. Like, that was a fucking whole
his style
musician.
Is his style, and if they try to copy him,
it's
no
so
one can.
It's so crazy how, like, yeah, like you said, like, Danny Felix is now giving himself that sound.
He
and
is.
No one else is going to have it, not even Nata, who had it.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
That's crazy, honestly.
And what's kind of cool about him is, like you were saying, like, he doesn't give it to himself. Like,
no, he gives it to himself.
No, like, yeah.
He doesn't brag about it. That's what you're trying to say. He doesn't brag about it.
Yeah, he doesn't, like, it's my style. Don't use my style.
Yeah,
like,
he doesn't.
Well,
I don't think
anyone could use it.
Because
like,
no one can make it up. No one can replicate it.
Yeah, exactly. If Nata really wanted to sound like his old albums, he would have done it. He would have found the musicians. But is there really anyone that they could find?
Because think about it. They nowadays, like, the other engineering type of shit, they could fucking they could find the sound waves of how, like, his style was, like,
really?
all of that shit.
Really?
Or your sound engineer too?
Your sound engineer too?
Okay, I know what you're trying to say, like, in the mixing and mastering, but no, like, and I'm gonna tell you this, because fucking someone asked Edgar from Yellow Music, he's like, oh, how do you get that bass tone? He's like, oh, I do my trick, but the one behind the magic is Danny Felix. Because you know how you're talking about that bass tone.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, the Regito too.
He's basically saying, like, oh, I can't replicate that sound because the player, which is Danny Felix, is the one doing all the magic. Like, so there's the answer. You can't replicate it, even with the mixing and mastering.
That's fine.
Jeez. You just said that you can't. Just kidding, Gecko. I kind of forgot what you said.
But
yeah, like, Danny Felix, some other shit. Like, you can't replicate his sound if not. That's not going to be able to find that sound again.
Damn, that fucking sucks. Danny Felix with Eslabón Armado?
I don't think I'll go.
That'd be too.
Don't you think it's crazy? Or is this kind of shifting, but that Danny Felix made a song with Karol G?
Yeah, I think it's crazy.
That's no, I just think badass. He's getting into a different industry. Like,
no, it's all the same industry.
No,
just like,
okay, no, not like industry, like a different culture. Like, Nata was more like a tumbado. Karol G is more like pop, right?
Yeah.
So, like, he wants to get his style known into everyone. Like, because you never know. He might do a song with Anuel or
the baby.
Fucking...
Yeah, the baby.
Yeah.
Who knows? Honestly, like, the, like, options are limitless, honestly.
Damn.
And, dude, Karol G, she has good connects. Like,
hell yeah. And she's hot.
All right, guys. We're going to wrap up this podcast. Thanks for watching. What?
You think Garbanzillo is going to release a song soon?
Garbanzillo's song. What do you guys think of the song? You send it to me. Let's react to it right now before we actually end it.
Before we leave.
Bad.
And let me know if you think it's better than Wero's song. You sent it to me, right, Gago?
Yeah.
All right.
I think Polo's song was way fucking better. And what I like, well, why I liked Polo's song at first was because of fucking TikTok, bro. That shit was like everywhere and it promoted the fuck out of the song.
Yeah, honestly,
and then
yeah.
Once the day, like, when the song came out, it did not fucking put, like, It reached its point to, like...
It lived up to the hype.
Yeah, it lived up to the hype. Like, it didn't fucking doubted anybody. Like, it did what it gotta do.
It didn't disappoint.
Yeah. And I feel like Wero's song... I think Wero is known more as a meme. Like, I don't think there's gonna be a song. Like, he's gonna have to drop a fucking badass song.
I was thinking for that him too.
To actually honestly, like show people up
to think I about think that.
Wero just has haters that are like,
no, yeah. It's not. It's not.
I feel like
it's not that they're hating.
If he wants to make it in the music, he has a lot to make up for.
I just feel like they won't take
the music
serious.
Is not bad. The music is not bad.
Like, Wero's music is not bad.
It's not bad, but I feel like it needs work. It needs work.
What do you think Wero needs to fix in his music?
I feel like he's just
his own style.
No. Like he has his style, but I just feel like the way that he's like says the words is too like, much, like too much enthusiasm. Like what relax, mean? Like
oh, I
like,
get
just
you.
Like lean like, back, like too much,
like I don't know where it's like.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? Like or like JD when he says clica shit.
Oh yeah. Like
but like Wero would like that with the whole song.
Yeah, he's like that with the whole song. Like just relax, like. Like, you know, when it's time to mellow out the song, mellow
shoot
out the song.
Shoot a tranquilizer on him.
But then when it's time to, like, you know, like,
you know, lift the up the like
vocal, dog ones that they have?
The tasers? Know, at the zoo, you yeah. know, when they tranquilize the animals?
Yeah.
No matter. In the studio. Boom, boom, boom.
Nah, they just fucking.
All right, we're going to react to Galavanzio's song.
Bitch.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
Nah, it's over.
Nah, it's over.
Your statement's
move
over.
Move on. Disrespect.
All right, this is Galavanzio's song. Let's react to it. All right, the voice.
Good.
I like it.
It's a mellow voice.
It sounds old school. Old school culture. Chalino, Chalino Sanchez type. No.
You're fucking off, bro. No, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. How the fuck you you disrespect fucking Chalino right there, dog? Get the fuck out of here, bro. Get the fuck out of here.
No, like.
How do you compare him?
It's more
how
that
the fuck
type.
You compare him to fucking Chalino Sanchez?
That was way out of line. That was way out
of line. Get the fuck out of here.
Don't cancel me, guys.
Cancel this bitch.
I'm saying it's more along those lines to.
No, you cannot.
Wait, what I'm saying. Let me finish my statement.
What
it's more a type of those lines, like traditional Mexican corridos, to what's like more rap. Guitar music.
No.
Okay, then what is it?
You cannot compare him to Chalino.
I'm not comparing.
You said it's like Chalino. Anything that's
like older culture type Chalino.
Fuck no. You can compare him to Marca Registrada. Yeah, that's more of the style. How could the fuck
still
you compare?
Old, still pretty old.
That's what I'm saying.
Not
I'm just,
old.
No,
no,
I'm just trying
old.
To say it. No. I'm just trying to say that it's old.
Bro, but think about it. You're talking about a fucking legend to someone who's on a pebble, bro.
Because,
like,
look,
how
look,
the fuck
just,
is that possible?
Look, just by the chords that he's playing. It's already the traditional chords.
No.
Fool, I'm a guitar player. I know what chords he's playing.
Dude.
Like, it's more traditional.
Dude. That's disrespectful to fucking Chalino.
I never said he was like Chalino. I said it was older like Chalino.
No.
Play the song. Play the song.
Nah, play it back. Play it back just so he can actually listen to it good.
Yeah, it's not Chalino.
Okay, bro. I'm not saying. All
right, you better apologize right now.
You compared it to him, bro.
My bad.
Don't say my bad too.
Look at that.
Nah, I meant to say it's older. It's older like Chalino.
Hey,
no, you still say bro. Chalino.
And you don't have your angle, bro.
What do you want me to say? Fucking Miguel and Miguel.
Or Chuy Amarillo.
No.
Fool. How the fuck you?
Chuy Amarillo is not even an artist.
No, like. How could you compare it to their style? Like,
Marca
like, bro.
Play it again. Chalino.
All right, guys, thanks for watching to the end. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, rate us a 5-star on iTunes. You guys can also listen to the audio version on the podcast app and on the Spotify app.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram because TikTok's being a little.
I think
big.
Maybe next week, by the time we upload this, we're gonna have the Twitch stream set up like really good. You know where you guys can see all of us and have the good audio.
Sorry
right
for
now, right now I just put it next to me. So yeah. It was kind of different.
Sorry for this short podcast. It was a last minute podcast.
It wasn't that short.
By the way, guys, Jason had his podcast planned, so I'm lost.
Yeah, we actually had a
we had to back him up a little.
Yeah.
No,
hey,
this shit wasn't like that.
But I have one more question.
It was definitely a learning experience.
One more question. All you right. think he'll drop it with Norteño or Sereño?
I think with tuba.
Really? I feel more. It's because his voice hits more of an accordion. Like.
You want to be his accordion player? You want to touch him?
Yeah. push his buttons.
Well, I'm just saying, I never said he's like Chalino. I said it was older.
Boy, that's disrespectful.
Like, hats off to Chalino.
The guest will decide if you're canceled or not.
Okay, I just pulled a gecko. Like, I used my words wrong.
Bro, you did not use the word wrong. You used a whole fucking paragraph wrong, bro. How could you compare?
I pulled the gecko, guys.
I would never do that. Dude, that's like straight disrespect. Like, me that don't even know that much about music industry.
I'm saying it was older, you can't compare. Like more like traditional.
No, fuck no. That's like some boneless right there. For you can't compare that to fucking Chalino, dude. That's some disrespect.
All right, guys, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe.
Hope you like episode number 10,
hosted by Jason.
Yes, I mean honestly, if this is my episode, it came out pretty good.
No, it didn't. We had
we recording. You didn't know what to say.
Yeah, and you need to have half of the videos, half of those videos up there are between me and Diego.
Hey guys, God always has my back.
No, go. We're your angels. But thank you for watching, guys. Follow all our social media.
Follow me, Jason_Nunes_.
Follow me at keko.ra.
Follow me. Here.
Just kidding. But we're gonna have our merch drop soon.
Later, guys.
I'm just trying to end the podcast right now.
Peace out. If y'all wanted to